welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Don't Lose Heart, was written by Cindy Hess Casper. I don't remember a time when my mom, Dorothy, was in good health. For many years as a brittle diabetic, her blood sugar was wildly erratic. Complications developed, and her damaged kidneys necessitated permanent dialysis. Neuropathy and broken bones resulted in the use of a wheelchair. Her eyesight began to regress toward blindness. But as her body failed her, Mom's prayer life grew more vigorous. She spent hours praying for others to know and experience the love of God. Precious words of Scripture grew sweeter to her. Before her eyesight faded, she wrote a letter to her sister Marjorie, including words from 2 Corinthians 4. We do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. The Apostle Paul knew how easy it is to lose heart. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he describes his life as one of danger, pain, and deprivation. Yet he viewed those troubles as temporary, and he encouraged us to think not only about what we see, but also about what we can't see, that which is eternal. Despite what's happening to us, our loving Father is continuing our inner renewal every day. His presence with us is sure. Through the gift of prayer, He's only a breath away, and His promises to strengthen us and give us hope and joy remain true. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Let's pray. Precious Father, we thank You for Your faithful love and the assurance of Your presence. Renew our spirit day by day and give us hope, even in our most difficult circumstances. Thank You, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. My name is Rochelle Traub, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.